everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. What's new at the Mormon Channel today? We have a new episode of Gospel Solutions for Families that's going to premiere tomorrow on Saturday. And this is part two of Fathers in Zion. And in this episode, Elder Craig A. Carden of the First Quorum of the 70 and Brother Adrian Ochoa, who is the second counselor in the Young Men General Presidency, are going to talk about the responsibilities and blessings of being a father. And this will premiere tomorrow, Saturday at noon. We hope you enjoy this episode. There's a story that I found on MormonNewsroom.org that I wanted to share with you, and it's called Church Donates More Than 1 Million Pounds of Food to Top Hunger Relief Organization. And this is from a news release on May 9th of this year. And the article talks about Feeding America, that it's a national hunger relief organization. There's a quote in the article from the CEO of Feeding America, whose name is Bob Aiken, and he says, "The commitment from our supporting partners helps make Feeding America's work possible and provides hungry Americans with food, hope, and dignity every day." He says, "Thanks to the generosity of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, this most recent donation will provide the equivalent of 625,000 much-needed meals." That is an extraordinary amount of food. The article continues to say that the church's donation has provided canned goods that include fruit, vegetables, and legumes. The food will be distributed to families in need at community pantries, soup kitchens, and shelters across the United States. The nonprofit Chicago-based aid organization supports over 200 food banks across the country. So, for example, for those of us living in Utah, the Utah Food Bank is going to receive 250,000 pounds of that food. And likewise, in other states throughout the United States, they will also receive parts of that donation. I thought this part was kind of interesting. The article mentions that Feeding America distributes the food based on three factors: the number of clients served by a network food bank, the level of poverty of its clients, and the food bank's need for a particular food product on the list of donated items. It's kind of interesting to see how they determine who gets what food. Anyway, but you know how I love to share these stories about what the church is doing that sometimes we don't often hear about. So I thought that was a really neat story, and the amount of people that are going to be blessed is just amazing. I wanted to talk today about being accepted. So I want to pose the question, are you ever in a situation where you feel like you don't really fit in? This could be in a work situation, it could be at church, it could be with your friends, it could be in so many different environments that we're in. But you know, there really is no cookie cutter mold in which we need to fit. Each of us is different, and that's okay. We might be married, we might be single, we might be widowed, we might be divorced. There are so many different situations that we can find ourselves in. And the important thing to remember is that God loves all of us, despite our situations, despite our challenges. I found a story from Elder Eric W. Kopischka, who is a member of the 70 of the church, and he spoke in General Conference April of 2013, and he gave a talk entitled Being Accepted of the Lord. And of course, this goes along perfectly with what I want to talk about, so I want to play this for you in his own words now.
When I was a boy, I remember my father sometimes taking me with him to work on projects. We had a little garden a few kilometers from where we lived, and there was always so much to do to prepare the garden each season. We worked on the gazebo or built and repaired fences. However, in my memory, this work always occurred in either freezing cold, heavy snow, or pouring rain. But I loved it. My father would teach me how to do things with patience and acceptance. One day, he invited me to tighten a screw and warned, "Remember, if you put it into tight, it will break." Proudly, I wanted to show him what I could do. I tightened with all my might and, of course, I broke the screw. He made a funny comment, and we started all over. Even when I messed up, I always felt his love and confidence in me. He passed away more than 10 years ago, but I can still hear his voice. I can sense his love, enjoy his encouragement, and I can feel his acceptance. The feeling of being accepted by someone we love is a basic human need. Being accepted by good people motivates us. It increases our sense of self-worth and self-confidence. Those who cannot find acceptance from desirable sources often seek it elsewhere. They may look to people who are not interested in their well-being. They may attach themselves to false friends and do questionable things to try to receive the acknowledgement they are seeking. They may seek acceptance by wearing a particular brand of clothing to generate a feeling of belonging or status. For some, striving for a role or a position of prominence can also be ways of seeking acceptance. They may define their worth by a position they hold or a status they obtain. Even in the church, we are not always free from this type of thinking. Seeking acceptance from the wrong sources or for incorrect reason puts us on a dangerous path, one that is likely to lead us astray and even to destruction. Instead of feeling cherished and self-confident, we will eventually feel abandoned and inferior. Alma counseled his son Helaman, "See that you look to God and live." The ultimate source of empowerment and lasting acceptance is our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. They know us. They love us. They do not accept us because of our title or position. They do not look at our status. They look into our hearts. They accept us for what we are and what we're striving to become. Seeking and receiving acceptance from them will always lift and encourage us.
Isn't that a great talk? He gives us some great counsel when he says, the feeling of being accepted by someone we love is a basic human need. But then he says a little bit later on, the ultimate source of empowerment and lasting acceptance is our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. They know us, they love us, they look into our hearts. I liked this talk because we don't have to try and fit in with the world around us. In fact, we might stand out a little bit, actually. But the good news is that as followers of Jesus Christ, we don't have to try and fit in with the world. We want to be different. We want to be recognized as someone who follows Him. And so we don't need to feel like we need to fit in with the fashions of the world, with the ideas of the world. Just as an example, we support marriage and families. That's a big deal to us. And the world might say one thing about marriage and family, but we believe something different. And we want to be that way. We want to have husbands and wives who stay together, who raise children in righteousness. And while some of us might not be living that ideal, that is the ideal that we're all trying to aim for. So that's my message and my reminder to all of us today, that whatever our situation, we don't have to try and fit in with the world around us or in situations that might be awkward or difficult. All we need to know is that, and I'm going to reiterate this line from that talk, the ultimate source of empowerment and lasting acceptance is our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. If we are right before them and we're confident in our standing before them, it doesn't really matter what other people say about us or even think about us. And that's my message for us today. May we feel that acceptance of our Father in heaven and our Savior, Jesus Christ, knowing that they love us perfectly, and they will never, ever leave us. They're always with us. If we want them to be, and if we seek after them, may you have courage and strength and feel their love in your various situations as you go about your day today. It's time to close, but I thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with me, send me an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day that I'd like to leave you with is My Heavenly Father Loves Me, featuring Ryan Tilby. This is a fun guitar arrangement of this song. Thank you for being with me this week. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to being back with you on Monday.